This podcast is part of the Zio to Hero podcast network.
You stay right here.
The world is very lucky to have you, and so am I. May the power protect you always.
We heard the voices. We can hear them. We can touch them. We're gonna find out who they really are.
Will, now that's a terrible idea. I'm gonna do that one more time because I felt like I sloshed it.
Okay,
Baylin and Shinhachi from Hot Toys.
Whoa!
What is that?
They're 1/6 figures. Oh, so
Hot Toys.
They are huge, and look at this shit. Look at they are gorgeous.
Oh wait, does the lightsaber light up?
Yep.
Oh,
look at this.
Oh gorgeous. My god, that's the Baylin. Yeah. Wow. And okay, separate, so I've seen Hot Toys in person. And I'm telling you, Hot Toys in person are legit. Like, these are legit. Oh, look at that.
I kind of wanted the set because I loved Baylin so much. He was such a good character.
And you can't get Baylin without Shin, though. So you have to get the set. Look at his facial hair. Is that sculpted?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Perfectly coiffed hair, too. God.
Oh,
look at the detailed armor. Like, it's gorgeous. Yeah. And then Shinhachi.
And welcome to this new episode of Zio to Hero, where I'm Billy, and I'm always joined by my brother Jim. And tonight's episode, which we're not going to cut out, we're talking about finances. We're going to have our own version of If You Give a Dad a YouTube channel or a podcast. We're going to do our own. It's going to be called If You Give Two Numbskulls Sharpies and a Whiteboard. And
it's going to end up with Billy playing the harmonica or maybe the banjo. Yeah. Maybe the banjo. He's going to start playing the banjo. Watch. It's going to happen. It's going to be hilarious.
Ding, 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 ding. What's up?
Exactly. That's what it's going to be.
So it's going to be
the banjo. I'm so proud of him.
And I'm so proud of you, too.
Yeah. Wait, who else are we proud of? We're proud of Jarrett and Justin. Justin, the Green Spartan Ranger, I'm proud of him too. Drinking a beer during our work hours.
So proud of that. That's guy. Some hardcore stuff right there.
Yeah. Well, he also just got a back surgery. So you know what? Kudos to you, buddy. Kudos to you.
I'm also proud I'm proud of Mark and Ty because they got together.
Oh, yeah. You listened to that episode with Ty on Ben's podcast?
Not yet, but I will tonight.
So it's an hour and 20 minutes of Ty talking.
I'm proud.
That's pretty
of,
good. Just a heads up.
I'm proud of Ben for getting his podcast going again. I'm proud of Willie because Willie has brought to light about something for that males deal with a lot of.
Hold on, wait. Let's roll back. Are we the next episode of Ben's episode coming out, right?
I think two more.
Two more? Then I thought the next one was Ty, then us.
Oh, probably is. I don't know. Okay. I didn't
then
zoned out.
What was Willie talking about?
I'm proud of Willie because he made a video about what guys go through a lot, and I think that a lot of people won't need to see more of that.
Well,
and he uses cosplays. Huh?
About
people not feeling right about themselves and that a lot of guys keep things inside and Willie uses his cosplays to just say, hey, it's all right to talk to the people. So I feel like that was an awesome video he did and a lot of people need to see more of it.
All right. What else are you gonna say?
Oh, I'm proud of you, Jim, for showing me. Yeah. Come on, Jim. No. I'm so proud of you.
Hey, look! If you watch the video, I can shake my face and my beard shakes.
Yeah, it does. Mine don't. Okay. My chin just shakes. Never mind.
Your chin shakes.
I'm proud of you, Jim, for showing me how to grow my beard out properly. And it's wow! Look at this thing. It's getting
majestic.
I'm
proud of you too. It's starting to look real good.
Hell yeah! I got a whole bunch of white hair right here, but
don't worry. We go to a con. People can mistake us for ZZ Top.
That's not out of the question, though.
That's right.
I mean, we just wear some hats and glasses and stroke our beards like that, you know.
We had to have. We also had the guitar and the spindle on our hip.
Yeah.
Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then, like, spin it.
All right, let's do our beard stroke of approval noise. Ready, set, go.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, throw some chili, no beans on my hot dog.
My coworker looked at me yesterday. He's like, I made chili. And I'm like, okay. He's like, with beans? I'm like, get the hell out.
You get out. Did you file a complaint with HR?
I went straight to HR. I'm like, lady, this dude's making chili with beans in Texas. She's like, that's unacceptable. I'm like, he should get fired.
Write him up. Oh, my God.
I was like, get him gone right now. He's making chili with beans in it. He likes to put carrots in his, too. And I'm like, nah, no.
Whoa.
No, we're not. No, we can't do this. No.
If he put, wait, carrots and chili with beans.
Carrot, onions, meat, beans. Oh. Actually, not gonna lie to you, it smells kind of good.
But how do you sleep at night knowing that
it's no longer chili, it's a stew?
Yeah. How do you sleep at night knowing that he puts carrots in there?
I tell him he's using the word chili wrong and should call it stew. This is a beef stew at that point, man. It's just a beef stew, man. Put some potatoes in there. Have a good time. Like, you're doing good. He's like, I put over potatoes. I'm like, it's beef stew, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, don't you lie to yourself. Call it beef stew and get it over with.
As you're pouring it into the trash bin, it's just stew.
It's just stew, damn it. Just stew. Don't cry over spilt stew.
Dear God. Well, get it together, man. Get it together.
Slapped out of his hand.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jim, you got any new things? Did you buy any new things lately? Toy things.
I got some new lights, but they're coming down here really shortly. Toys, actually. No toys. We've been looking for a house. Right now, so we're doing house hunting right now. So I haven't really been able to go do any toy shopping. I have made an order of toys.
Ooh.
So you sent me the photo of the Futurama toy.
The 5-inch figures. Yeah. They're called U2s.
U2s. So they have a hell of a boss series, the Futurama series. And I found the black suit Spider-Man that I ordered, and that one was in stock. So that one's going to be delivered in a couple days.
Okay.
Let's see how they kind of go. Because they all look really good. And they did a whole Family Guy set, and I kind of want to pick up a couple of the Family Guy ones. Just for shits and giggles.
But, we'll see how these turn out. If these, you like these, so you could definitely get those.
Because they look better than Funko Pops.
Yeah, which is weird, because Funko posted these on their Twitter account.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's not the same people. Like, it's a whole different company. It's a little Canadian company that only does one sets. So if you don't get it when they print it, you don't get it anymore.
I think these are the sets that do the Stranger Thing ones. They're called U2s.
Yeah, probably Stranger Things ones. They do a lot of work in Netflix and YouTube creators.
Oh, okay.
Hence why Hell of a Boss is on it.
Speaking of Netflix, I was at Walmart. And, you know, Netflix has their own section in the little video area, the TVs. Yeah. Well, Walmart now has a dedicated section for anime. So you got all your anime DVDs, your physical media, your SH figure arts. You get anything that's anime related is there now, which was very shocking to me because I've never seen that at Walmart. And it's cool to see that they're actually
trying,
showing love for the people that just want that.
Showing love for the weeaboos.
The weeaboo? What?
The weeaboos. The weeaboos. That's what anime people used to be called back in the day.
Weeaboos?
Weeaboos. Weeaboos.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
There's a whole thing behind it, and yeah, I'm just happy the anime has become more of a steady piece.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In American culture. And I'm okay with that. It just, like, stuff like JJK came out. Yep. Demon Slayer is huge. Yeah, what's that?
I bought one of these. I bought one of these at Walmart. The Susamaru, the Tamari ball.
Isn't that that lady?
Yeah, that's the lady we...
Yeah, the lady who didn't want to interview with us?
Yeah. Yeah, so I bought one of those.
We would have had her laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Would have had her
But yeah, I bought another one because I'd never seen a Sasamuro, a Sasamaru at Walmart. So I bought it. And then Funko put in stock the six-arm version of her when right before she dies. But she doesn't die. She doesn't die to a Nichirin sword. She dies because she went against, she said Muzan's name, which is like a curse to demons. Apparently so, but yeah.
I really need to finish like Demon Slayer. You know what book I started today?
Where you at right now?
I'm caught up with a series. I haven't watched a movie. But there's the manga is still, like, finished.
Of what?
Of Demon Slayer.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you think I'm talking about reading?
No, okay, that's what it was. All right. But okay, like, I saw that. What are you reading?
Oh, if you don't want to know, I'm not going to tell you.
Is it The Count from... The from Count?
Monte Cristo?
No, The Count from The Muppets. Sesame Street. Sesame Street, that's what it was. Sesame Street.
So what? I made about halfway through halfway through Don Quixote, and I realized the dude's crazy. Uh-huh. Like, not like crazy, like he's gonna do crazy things. No, the dude's just nuts. And so I'm taking a break from it right now, and I'm reading Starship Troopers.
Oh, they have a book?
Yeah, it's based off a book.
And I didn't know that. Okay. Look at me. Sorry, I didn't weeboo out to that.
It's an American classic. Well, I don't think it's an American. I don't know. It's pretty good. So I'm going to that right now. It's pretty short. So I'm like, you know what? Fine.
Yeah.
It's on my list. But anywho's. All
right. So tonight's episode, we're going to dive into some, like, I guess, like, toy news, like, from companies or, like, toy lines. And want to just, like, give a little... as I coined the state of articulation speech. Is that good?
Okay,
is that good?
Yeah, that's the same. State of...
That's good?
Well, it doesn't really roll the tongue. State of articulation?
State of articulation.
State of articulation.
Yeah, pronunciation. God damn it.
You want to go and hit my face?
Oh, yeah. But, okay, all right. Well, let's get into this. Let's do this. First of all,
your mom.
So a while back, this company, basically like Big Boy Toys, they unveiled this like massive Krang figure from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, it's this big old figure. Let's see. Do I know how? Let me see. Is it the 12.6 inches tall?
Jesus.
And it's Krang with the robot body.
Okay.
And so they released it a while back, you know, promo pictures, but people that pre-ordered this thing are now starting to get this thing, and you have got to see the pictures of this Krang.
I saw you put your phone up against the camera and be like, "Look at this guy." And I'll be like, "Yeah."
Yeah. It's massive. It doesn't look like it's articulated. There's like no elbow joints or no knee joints or nothing like that, but just the sheer size. I'm looking at pictures right now. The sheer size of this thing is like massive.
I can't see any photos of this guy. You see me some photos?
Ooh, I'm gonna share screen. I'm gonna do the big smart right here.
Oh man, watch it. He's gonna mess it up. I bet he's never turned on the permission to do it.
Nope, never. Nope, he literally just popped that up. God dang it.
Knew it. I know his computer setup.
What are you, the CIA?
No. I just do all your maintenance.
Nah, you're more with the BRF, the Bigfoot Research Facility.
I do all your maintenance on your computer. I know how your stuff's set up.
Waka waka.
someone's like, you can't go wrong with tacos, something like that. And I was like, you can't guacamole without tacos. I don't know. It was something weird.
That was bad.
And it was terrible. Bad. But I got a laugh at work, which I'm pretty sure was a stress laugh.
Oh, they probably laughed. Because so that you wouldn't feel bad or something.
Probably. No, my luck? Probably. Yeah. Like, he's going to feel bad. We should laugh.
So this thing is 12.6 inches, made with PVC and soft vinyls. Based off the TMNT franchise, 11 points of articulation and officially licensed, which you don't see that very often with these toys. They're not licensed outside of the actual people that own them.
Okay. So I got one for you.
Oh, hit me with it.
It's really cool. Let's go over here. Let me grab it real fast.
Wow. That thing's a chonker.
You're a chonker. You know what? I'm going to do the big smart, and I'm going to share my screen with you.
Okay.
So I know how to do it.
Ooh. Okay.
Baitlin and Shinhachi from Hot Toys. Whoa!
What is that?
They're 1/6 figures. Oh, so
Hot Toys.
They are huge, and look at this shit. Look at they are gorgeous. Oh
wait. Does the lightsaber light up?
Yep.
Oh
look at this. Look at this.
Oh my god. That's the Baylan. Wow. And okay, separate, so I've seen Hot Toys in person. And I'll tell you, Hot Toys in person are legit. Like these are legit. Oh, look
I
at that.
I kind of wanted the set because I loved Baylan so much. He was such a good character.
And you can't get Baylan without Shin, though. So you have to get the set. Look at his facial hair. Is that sculpted?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Perfectly coiffed hair, too. God.
Yep. Oh, look at the
detailed armor. Like, it's gorgeous. Yeah. And then Shinhachi.
Damn,
like she's fine. Like she looks great. Like they did her justice. But Baylan is just fantastic.
You got to get Baylan, yeah.
No, oh, look at Baylan. So good looking.
Oh my god,
well, that was what I found today. That's not even like that's just the big figure. Like there's other stuff I found that we're gonna talk about later. That's gonna blow your mind too.
Oh, okay. Damn, those look so good. But the only thing is Hot Toy prices are way up there.
Hot Toy prices are Hot Toy prices.
Yeah, damn right.
Yep. So I got a whole list of things to show you whenever I get to the next thing.
All right.
You know what? I'll do what you voted. I'll start this one. Okay. You know what?
All right.
But we're first gonna have a word from our sponsors.
All right.
I don't know who our sponsors are, but we're gonna do a word from our sponsors.
We're gonna
put it God. In here, and what's gonna be put in? I don't know.
I don't know.
Editing Jim will take care of it tomorrow. You're looking for that one special toy? You're looking to find that part of your collection that you can't find anywhere else? You want to come on down to Finster's Figures. He got everything. Anything you're going to want, he can probably find it. If you're looking for that Zat Megazord, or you're looking for that one Megazord that you just can't find the dragon part for, you go down to Finster Figures. If you need to have those classic collection that Sam got of those 1998 walkie-talkies, you go to Finster Figures. He got them in stock. And if he doesn't get them in stock, he can find them for you. If you can't find them for you, he's going to go and steal them from Sam. That again is Finster Figures on 4th and 35th Street.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, 30-year anniversary of...
Oh, that's literally the next thing I had right here.
Sucker, you gotta get together. Street Sharks.
Look at that. Oh my God. Wait, they're articulated too.
Yep.
They're not like the old school ones where the arm was just one piece. I literally was just looking at those right now.
Yep. All right, now you got to do one of the other good ones. What's another good one you had set up?
Street Sharks. Man, that's some deep cut right there. That's deep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, wow. I went and found a bunch of cool stuff coming out here soon. So what's your next one, huh?
I wonder if Vin Diesel's gonna try and
come back
these.
God, I hope so. He'll have a great time. You know that dude plays D&D, right?
No, what? Wait, Vin Diesel plays D&D.
Yeah.
What a weebo. I can't help but say it now. You told me a new term. Yeah, what does he play in? What is this character?
He doesn't talk about his character all that much, but yeah, he's a huge nerd.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
He's talking about his D&D.
Oh. D&D Soul.
Yeah, he's a huge nerd, and like no one believes me until I show him like actual videos and stuff. But yeah, he's a humongous nerd. Huge nerd. Yeah, plays D&D with his friends.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, there you go. Now you know.
Well, now that's... They say you learn something new every day. I did not know that.
Yep. Now you know. All right. But yeah, I would love to see him. Him or The Rock, like, talk about these toys.
Oh,
The
Rock
will. I don't think The Rock will, because he's like way above that now.
He's more tied up with wrestling right now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, 10,000 people? You're all a bunch of meth heads.
So I saw that they're supposed to be making new biker mice from Mars.
I saw some stuff about that. I don't know. They're not talking. I haven't seen any toys about it yet.
So yeah, I heard that they were supposed to. Let's see. Biker mice from Mars. New toys.
We didn't come back from the break, did we? We just jumped back into it.
Yeah.
You know, coming back from the break.
Oh, so are they coming back? Don't know yet.
Yeah.
They're apparently
rumored. They're supposed to be a series or in talks with about.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Kevin Smith is supposed to be working on or something like that.
That's what I heard. Yeah. That's what I heard. That there's supposed to be a series that goes.
Okay. You know what
I found? Hold on. Let me take a guess. Let me take a wild guess. You found the Orb of Justice.
No. Okay, so what I found, so I was on eBay. Like, I'm pretty sure I should buy it now, because if I don't buy it now, it's going to go up in price. Because I know us talking about it's going to make it go up in price, because, you know, we're those kind of people.
Uh-huh.
I found the blue Beetleborg SH fig art for like $100.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Does he come with the little stinger, the stinger weapon too?
Yeah, all of it. Let's go to my
I remember those. Oh, I'll wait after this, but I got some with that as well.
Like $100.
Oh my God. I would totally.
They only made the blue. They made blue and black. That was about it.
Man, I would totally have the whole set if I could get them all.
Yeah, they'd be blue and black. That was it. You can totally give me the set. I would totally appreciate it.
Yeah, no, not gonna happen, homeboy.
I need to get the Jetman Red.
Yes.
SH fig art. And why didn't you say black? If you said black, we could have both had a figure.
Yeah, I know. But yellow it's hard to find those.
They never made a yellow one.
Never.
By the way, if you're trying to figure out what we're talking about, Willie put us in a story called Skyforce, which uses Jetman as a centerpiece for it, so like the Ranger suits, and Jetman came out. SH Fig Arts made two from that series, Jetman Black and Jetman Red, and that's it. And Ben is black because Billy is like, I want to be a Yellow Ranger.
It's not very often that I get to be a Yellow Ranger.
Idiot. Can't even have his own figure. Idiot.
Take that.
Idiot. Idiot.
Speaking of figures,
freaking idiot.
Idiot. So Funko is idiot. About to release that you're able idiot. To do. So Funko is about to release a Pop Yourself 2-packs. And I'm thinking about having us like make one of us. But basically have us as like the Boca Skull podcasting, and then see if maybe Liz or can paint the logo onto the little tiny shirts.
You know, I bet you she would. I bet you
because doesn't she do miniatures?
Oh God, you have no idea. We have so many miniatures in this house.
So yeah, I was thinking about maybe
she's
having DM, her paint the logo
to the DM for D&D.
Okay, go.
We have boxes of miniatures in this house that I've never seen.
Oh, dear God.
There's so many of them.
Hey.
And we're about to move, and I don't know where they're at. She knows exactly where they're at.
I'm afraid of them. She said there's dragons everywhere. I'm afraid of dragons. Jim,
are you in distress right now? Blink twice. I can't tell because you got chubby ass cheeks and your eyes are always squinted.
This one's always squinted.
I can't tell. There you go. Okay. All right. Now he's in trouble.
Squinted him inwards. Make him bigger. God. Oh, it's terrible. Okay. But yeah, no, we have way too many minis. So I'm pretty sure she would do the logo. Or she would put get him as a little mini sticker, so put him on there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about having like one set for you, one set for me, and maybe as time goes on, we can make a couple other sets that we could sell off and stuff.
You know what we should do is we should get the original Rangers,
right?
The original set of Rangers, right? And without the weapons, right? The one without weapons,
right?
Get them, get like just two of them. It doesn't matter. To them, and then get the custom heads from the Funko and put them on.
Okay, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. That's smart. And then okay. We sell them as official licensed merch.
Yeah. Zio to Hero official Funkos.
Zio to Hero official Funkos. Yeah.
I wanted to do the individual ones, but you can't do the individuals. Because they just don't look right. You have to have them as a two-pack.
Yeah. That'd be kind of fun to have. I'm not going to lie to you. I would put it in my display.
I would totally do that as well. I would
put it in my display with Bulk and Skull's signature over there.
Hell yeah. Maybe have Bulk and Skull sign them.
That would be great. Like, hey, do you remember us? They're like, no. And I'm like, shit.
No, probably not. You know, they don't. Oh, man. Okay, so a new thing here that's coming out. I don't know if you want to look it up, if you want to Google search it so you can see it yourself.
Oh, let's see this nonsense. Let's go.
All right. So look up from Toy Farce. So Toy Farce. And it's a Spy X Family.
Ooh.
And then it's the Forger Family set from SH Arts.
Ooh, okay, hold on. Ooh. That's Amazon. I'm not looking directly for them. It's a chat horn.
Oh.
Toy Farce, Spy X Family, Forger set.
Yeah. And it should pop up. No, they're actual SH Figure Arts. But it's a three pack, and Anna comes with... Anna comes with the dog. Bond.
Anya.
Anya comes with the dog, Bond. And Bond is articulated.
Oh, it's adorable. Okay, hold on. I'm not going to post. Let's see. Shopping. So the news?
Put in SH Arts.
SH Fig Arts.
Yeah.
Sir, learn your shit. Amazon's gave up on me. Look at that.
Oh, dear God. You can change her. You can change
her face. You didn't know that? You can change her face.
Yeah, I knew that, but I didn't expect that face. Oh, and that. that's the perfect face.
Uniform version. Betty or Becky Bond.
Yeah, the dog's articulated too.
Look at that. Adorableness.
Look at that.
Okay, I think this is who you're talking about. Because this is them together.
Yeah, yeah. But look at them. It's an articulated dog.
And then... Oh, I haven't seen these. I've actually seen these already.
Well, these are the new ones because that's not him. That's the one, right there.
Yeah, I've seen this one. It's the one where he's like in his day-to-day... like.
Yeah.
He's in the white shirt. And then it comes with a mask for him being the bad guy. Where Yor just messes him up.
Yeah. Like sunglasses looks like. But yeah, it's hilarious.
It's, not it's a mask. So it, like,
it's a
like,
mask. It's a mask. Oh, it is a mask.
Yeah, it's a mask. Yeah, sure, it's a mask that he wears when they take Anya to the castle in like season one. And they do the birthday party or like the thing for it. And Lloyd was like, all right, I'm going to be that guy or I'm going to be the good guy. And Yor is completely trashed. She's been drinking wine the whole time and she just goes to town on him.
So, yeah, I thought you'd like to see these.
Because of the wine bottle and wine glass?
Because of the wine.
Oh, my God, yes. All right.
Yeah, I thought you'd like to see these because I know that you're a big fan of Spy X Family.
They are adorable. I love this series. It's the cutest thing, man.
Oh, my God.
Who is this? Oh, Hell's Paradise. I need to watch Hell's Paradise. It's apparently pretty good. Ah,
never heard of it.
Like, same thing with Jujutsu Kaisen. I was like, oh, what's this Jujutsu Kaisen thing? Ew, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Ew.
And then I ended up watching and I'm like, Jujutsu Kaisen. So I watched and I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
This is so much
this
fun.
This is really expensive.
Dear God, what is that? Oh, Lord have mercy.
It's adorable. It's $75.
Dear God, no.
Yeah. I saw that. I've seen that at Barnes & Noble a couple times. Nope.
Oh.
It's still with Anya's Asleep on Bond. It's like a little statue for it.
I need to check out some more Barnes & Noble because there's like four of them here and I've only been to like two. I've only been to two of them.
Go. They're great. Well, they're not that great. They're pretty fun.
Yeah.
If you're they're looking fun. For books, like they're going to have what you're looking for.
Yeah. I need to go because I need to see because I'm so used to the two that I go to. I need to check out my other options.
There are so many around here that like I haven't been to all of them. There are so many.
Yeah.
Like, huh. I've been to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've been to 10 of them. That's not even, I haven't even scratched the surface of how many that are here. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yay.
Yeah. So, anyways. Okay, what else did you find?
That was pretty much all.
That's it?
McFarlane Toys. So McFarlane, yeah, that's it. There you go. That's the one.
The 1990s Justice League with Batman.
Yes.
Aquaman when he was cool. And the Blue Superman. I don't know anything about the Blue Superman.
So there's apparently another figure with that one as well. I can never remember the guy's name. It's Stretch or something like that.
Stretch?
Yeah. I think it might be a Build-A-Figure. Might be the Bath for it. Yeah, it's the Bath for it.
Give me a second. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see his face. Okay. That is Plastic Man. He's actually a really good character. He's actually a pretty solid character.
But yeah, I saw those.
So he was a criminal who became a good guy.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that. Now I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, look, it comes to the photo of Superman.
Who's that though?
It's Superman.
That's Superman? Blue?
I don't know much about the Blue Superman. I know he's Superman, but I don't know much about it.
Oh. I don't know much about DC, though, because there's just so many characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I keep seeing Batman. What is it? Batman Forever? With Mr. Freeze?
Ooh, Page Punchers. Ooh. Is Batman Beyond. So I don't understand the appeal of Page Punchers.
Me neither. I just know it comes with a comic, but oh, that's
small.
That's tiny. I haven't seen those. Those are new.
Yeah, I've seen a couple. The new wave. But like, what's up with them? Like, I don't understand.
I don't like
why
those.
Like, people like them.
If I get a Page Puncher, it's gonna be the 6-inch figure. Or 7-inch figure.
I don't get the little ones. I don't understand what people like.
I don't understand the little ones. But, you know, the Power Ranger ones are going to be the small ones, too.
Yeah.
They're going to probably look like reaction figures with a comic in it.
Okay. Well, this is BatmanNews.com.
Hasbro. So Hasbro kind of put out a little teaser of what people want to see crossed over with Transformers. But... Don't know what's going to happen yet, but they're putting out feelers of what the next crossover of Transformers will be.
Didn't they just do that G.I. Joe crossover thing with Transformers, and I'm really so upset about it?
I think they did, and I think they've done also the Transformers with Street Fighter, which
they
I don't
understand. They also did Transformers and Power Rangers at one point, right?
I know, not yet.
Okay. I know the Transformers Godzilla, right?
Did they? Did they do Transformers and Godzilla? So.
They have all kinds of stuff, and let's just say they might have done that.
Interesting.
Let's just say that. Okay. Also, let's see. There's one other thing.
What else you got?
To show you about the Toy World. What? Oh yeah, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The new mix and match figures are coming.
Oh, that's cool.
Street Sharks, McFarlane Toys. Oh, those are you talking about?
Yep, that's it. Oh yeah, look at that one right there. Look at that big boy toys. Yeah, you can see pictures of it.
You see the power armor?
Oh, that's cool.
The Nuka-Cola power armor. So you should look at the T51 power armor, the Nuka-Cola one, and it says Nuka-Cola, and it looks gorgeous.
Oh wow.
I'm not a big fan of Fallout. Like, Fallout's completely reasonable. I get it. I get why people like it, but
yeah, I know that there's a show coming out on it.
Okay.
But
yeah, so the U2 Futurama 5-inch man. Yeah, I need those. Didn't someone tell us that Walmart's doing new McFarlane stuff?
Yeah, they're supposed to be doing Jonathan, yeah. Told us that they're supposed to be doing new McFarlanes, and then a lot of the superpowers are like half price right now.
You're looking for a McFarlane, you should go pick it up.
Not really, but I mean if you want, that's not really.
You're not looking for McFarlanes? You're not?
Nah, if I do, it's probably gonna be a Batman's. Probably Batnips. I'll probably get Batnips.
So the Michael Schumacher Batman movie?
Yeah.
Batman. So Michael Schumacher, okay. So that was like Batman Forever, right?
Yep.
At the time, Michael Schumacher was not out loud and proud about being who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some signs.
There were signs.
There was plenty of signs. There was a lot of signs. And Bat Nips was one of them. And Bat Chaps were one of them, too. And the bad freeze puns.
Oh,
apparently, Arnold came up with most of them himself, which I'm okay with. He said they were hilarious, yeah, and they'd love to work on them. But yeah, so there were signs. It's like, if I ever win the lottery, I ain't going to tell you when, but there'll be signs.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I've been looking at lately? I've been looking at some, like, Kamen Rider, SH Figure Kamen Riders.
Oh, yeah?
I've been looking at those. Oh! The Simpsons. I think Wave 3 is the last one, right? That's the last wave of them.
Is this going to be it for them?
Yeah, because they cut ties with Disney.
Oh, I guess I got to get them.
Super 7 cut ties with them.
Okay, so I gotta finish it out. They have King and Krotos, they have Mr. Burns, and they have Ralph on this one. So they said they're in stock at Entertainment Earth.
Yeah, they're on stock, yeah.
How are they in stock?
I don't know. But yeah, I heard from Paul. Paul was talking about it, that they're in stock.
Wait, what? How do they have a new She-Hulk? This new?
Pre-order. Ah, look at that.
It's new. Holy God. Who? Oh, Madison. Madison, that's the new Wong's hanging out with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Like, Wong Yi Poo, right. And he's like, I don't know her.
Yeah. Wong Yi Poo, yeah.
Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the new, there's new Yu-Gi-Oh! Funkos, too.
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
anyways. Business crowd, cool. Like Yu-Gi-Oh! Spider-Punk. I kind of want to order the Spider-Punk. I kind of want to, but I want to order it for Liz. myself because she loves Spider-Punk. So she loves Spider-Punk in the Spider-Man Across Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse. She loved him. And because he was fantastic. He was a great character.
Yeah, he was really good.
Every time he showed up, he was just a total badass, but never took anything away from Miles. He's like, oh hey, you're awesome. And he's like, who are you?
Yeah.
And so
I like that. It's really cool. Where he's like, get that Spider-Man. They all like look at each other like,
wait, what?
Get that Spider-Man.
Get that Spider-Man. They're like, that was actually really funny, not gonna lie to you. I kind of hate how they spoiled that in the trailer, but there were so many good moments.
I really liked the Krypton Spider.
The Krypton Spider? Yeah. Oh, you know who does his voice?
Who?
The Krypton Spider. So the Krypton Spider, right? The one with the hoodie on?
Yeah.
So it's Andy Samberg who did his voice. He's the guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's the main character from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah, Andy Samberg.
Exactly.
Oh, they have all of them. Okay, so they have Bartman, Hank Scorpio. I got him. I'm so happy.
Is that the Funko? Pre-order Funko of Mrs. Sparkles?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, dear God. Look at all that.
So, no, it looks like they're still doing the pre-orders for Georgia Keaton, King Size Homer. So those are wave five. So those are still doing some pre-orders. Simpsons Donut PVC Frugal Bank. Oh, it's a bank. It's like a little. Okay, I get it. It's just scratchy. Itchy and Mitchy. So there's still doing some pre-orders for the stuff for down the road.
Oh wow!
But yeah, they're. I don't think they're gonna get much. Oh man. End Space Homer. Thank goodness I got him already. Oh no!
Look, it's a fake pen. Fake pen.
Devil Satan. Devil Ned.
Devil Ned. Yeah.
Yeah, Devil Ned. That was a really fun episode. Okay, so looks like I'm getting Super 7 Simpsons stuff soon.
Yay!
$74 a piece.
You gotta have them as a pair, though.
But why that $74 a piece? That's the question.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, why?
So, why? When they did Poochie, they did Itchy and Scratchy, but they did Itchy and Scratchy as robots.
Yeah.
That was part of Wave 1, and Poochie was part of Wave 1, and Moe and Homer. So, it was Moe, Homer, Itchy and Scratchy, and Poochie. And then Wave 2 was a couple of different ones, including Hank Scorpio, Krusty, and a few other ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with this. This is kind of weird. Okay. Well, I guess I'm losing some more money.
Yay! Peer pressure!
And we're supposed to go, like, to Waco this weekend? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. All right. Well, fair enough.
We're going to go to Waco this
weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're looking at houses on Saturday, so we should have something by the end of the month.
Oh.
Yeah. We should.
Oh.
What? We're looking at new places. Can you be upset about it? Can you be any more upset about it?
It's got to have a dog door that nobody uses.
And the dog's like, I'm not using that. Let me out.
Yeah.
Let me out the door.
Open the door now.
Bro, open the door. Woof, woof. Like, what? How are you gonna get out, dog? I'm gonna tell you how to be. I'm gonna get out. Getting out with some woof 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 woof.
Whoa, dude. It's intense.
You can't even bark in the house. It's kind of weird.
It's weird.
Very strange dog.
Well, my dog last night was ears perked up and was like staring at the closet, and I almost burned the house down.
No, you probably saw a spider.
No, dead. I'm just saying, though, like, if you're in an alien race and you come down to abduct me in the middle of the night, put me back the way you found me.
You know what? Put you in another bed. Just make you freaked out.
I would.
You know what?
I'd get scared.
I want you to freak out so much that we got to take a break to hear from a word from our sponsors.
Who the sponsors? Don't know.
Who's the sponsor going to be this week, Jim? I have no idea.
Machine Empire, I got you down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wondering why Beetleborgs are evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cogs everywhere.
Yeah.
You need Rocky, the blue Zeo Ranger. The greatest ranger of all time. You can reach him at rockyisawesome.com. And if you want a personalized voicemail from the legend himself, make sure you reach out at voicemail.rocky.com.
Welcome back to the show. Billy's night terrors are back.
Ah!
No. You know what? I bet you the dog saw your night paralysis demon.
That's what it was.
Yep, your night paralysis demon.
You know, I was out there cutting grass and the sun was down and the lawnmower has headlights on it. And I was like, these things are very useful.
That's swanky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can cut so much grass at nighttime now.
So I was looking, I need to cut the grass before we leave, but I don't really want to.
Don't do it.
Like, you should cut the grass before you leave. No.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to.
Damn, you all your neighbors are going to be so sad. A lot of money every month anyways
for this place. I'm going to miss my neighbors. Like, there's some neighbors I'm really going to miss.
Yeah.
The lady who always brought me food, I'm going to miss her the most.
Yeah.
Okay, so Liz went to Michigan, right? So she went to Michigan for a week, right? And So I mentioned it in passing that Liz was not home. The neighbor who brought me food told all my other neighbors, I live in a Hispanic neighborhood, and they all brought me food. He was like, this guy can't cook. We must bring him food or he dies.
Yeah. They and had I'm to like, bring I'm offerings. The who cooks in the
I'm like, I know who cooks in the family. Like, I know who cooks here. And they're like, no, you don't cook. You will die if you don't eat. I'm like, what? Here, I ate so well that week. It was
here's
great.
Here's tamale. We'll unwrap it for you. Here you go.
Oh, it was amazing. Such a good time in my life.
But yeah. Damn, Jim over there starving to death.
You're starving to death. I mean, I got plenty. We're good. Like, if I starve to death, you know what? Go talk to God because he messed up somewhere.
Something like that.
So we Liz and I were talking, and I was like, man, damn lactose intolerance, because I'm lactose intolerant. She's like, it's not your fault. I was like, it's not my fault. It's not your fault. It's God's fault.
I'm going to choke myself out later and go have a little word with this guy.
That's right. I'm going to go have a conversation with this bitch.
Oh, my God.
All right. Like, what up? What happened? Why did you make Edgar?
Oh, dear God.
Put right. him down good.
So. Oh, man. So,
Wait. Yeah. What's this dude named Jared up to?
I don't know.
Call him that. We can talk to everyone else, but Jared. We could call Jared. Like, Jared, pick up the phone. Pick up the damn phone, Jared.
Quit leaving me on red.
I know you're reading my messages. It says you read them.
Okay. All right.
Jesus. You know, he's going to be like, what did I do wrong? And he'll be like, everything, Jared.
We were just on his podcast. If you give a dad a podcast for his 2-year celebration episode, yeah. Definitely go check that out on it's a fun Apple episode, Podcast. Yeah. It's a fun episode. And you get to Apple hear podcast, real-time banter with me and Jimmy.
You know, they hear real-time banter with us every week.
Every week.
This is not scripted.
But this one was, we had Jared in the middle of us, so.
Yeah. Hey, Jared in the middle of us. Though next week, I believe we're going to be the episode with Ben. Ben After Dark.
That's pretty much what it was, because y'all went off the
feet. You were involved with this, too.
I was not involved with that.
You were completely involved. Not us. Right, well, it was all
we'll
of
have
us.
To listen, we'll have to listen to it to
it
make
was,
sure.
It wasn't cause... y'all, it's us.
Nah, don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
I will and shall and did. Get over yourself. All right, it's going to happen, buddy.
All right, well, thanks for listening to this episode of Zeo to Hero with Billy and Jim, where tonight we talked about toy news releases and some of the cutest little things SH figure arts that we ever seen. Because articulated dogs, why not?
It's Bond from freaking like Spy X Family. It's adorable. I love him.
You have it's you gotta you know, the toy is fine, but what the dog doing though?
You know what? If you're not watching Spy X Family, what's wrong with you? Does he have no love in your life? What? You know, you might need to seek some help. Go seek some help. Go talk to your bartender and let them know you need help.
Damn. Apparently, well,
whoever your psychiatrist is.
Damn.
People who listen to us can afford beer. they can't afford alcohol. It's fine.
But yeah, so definitely thanks for listening to us. You can find us on all our socials at Zio to Hero, all one word. That's across Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Threads, wherever it is. Go follow us. Leave a review. 5-star, 1-star, who knows? Write something in the comment and we'll read it.
Do we see any new reviews?
No.
Not this week. Oh, no.
Not this week.
If you give us a review, we're going to read it and we're going to make fun of it. Unless you make fun of us, we're going to cry.
We'll cry.
We'll do big sobbing man cries, record it and everything.
Yeah, oh yeah. Because self-esteem is at all-time low right now. So,
you know, we can't do it. If you leave us a bad review, we're going to cry.
You just
can't
do it. It's fine. It was a 2-star. And it said somebody found Bigfoot.
And they said that we need to work on some things, make it better. And I told them to eat a bag of potatoes.
And you can't rebuttal Apple Podcast reviews.
You can't. That you can talk about them on the show and make fun of the people who have bad names.
Okay, but thanks again. Thanks again for listening to us tonight. Jim, shut up. Okay.
Go find us across the board at Zio to Hero and go listen to our other shows we were on recently. Like, if you give it that podcast, and upcoming Baker Rangers technical problems.
Technical difficulties. Get it right.
Technical difficulties. You know what? I'm going to make a show called Jim the Yeti and his ability not to speak English well. I had to think about that. I had to put that together. I'm doing great.
Well,
I'm doing fantastic.
Well, people got you in the woods called Sierra, the Sierra audio of Bigfoot's talking. So they got you already.
I'll find those people. Get them. Get them good.
Okay. See you there. Okay.
They're
bye.
They're dead to me. They said they were my friends. Okay.
Do you want to be a hero, but you're not? Do you want to be a Jiro or a Kojiro, but you can't because you're not Japanese? Have you considered Zio to Hero?
Remember, heroes come and go. Idiots are for
Jimbaleo!
Oh, man. God damn. Hold on. Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
I'm holding it. He's got to go poop. His stomach went rubble, rubble, rubble. And he was like, rubble, rubble, rubble. And he's like, the stomach was like, rubble, 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 rubble. And he was like,
okay, I'm back.
Okay, I'm going.
What happened? I missed the whole section right there?
No, you didn't. No, not one bit.
Don't you lie to me. I know when you're lying to me, because, oh yeah, see, there it is right there. Mm-hmm. You push your glasses up with one finger. Sit, there it is. Uh-huh. I know when you're lying to me.
This is the Zio to Hero podcast.